Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
And Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. There are other issues important to the U.S. cattle industry besides the proposed rule for the waters of the U.S. According to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of those rules has to do with a possible regulation that would allow fresh beef from the country of Brazil into the United States. He says NCBA is concerned about the almost reckless approach USDA is taking to this issue.
We also have the Brazil rule, where USDA APHIS was trying to open up the importation of fresh and frozen beef out of Brazil into the United States. We've got a lot of problems with that just because of the FMD concerns, foot and mouth disease concerns down in Brazil. And what happened is just about a week after the comment period on that particular rule closed, there was a report that came out of USDA showing the results of a lot of site visits that were done back in 2013 that showed that Brazil, their government, has a lot of problems implementing the current or existing food safety structure, much less adding things that have to do with foot and mouth disease.
Regarding that particular proposed rule, where do you see, what's going to happen with it within the bowels of USDA?
Right now, they are going through all the comments, and there were several extensive sets of comments put in. NCBA definitely commented, and we asked a lot of questions. I think they could spend the rest of the year just trying to answer all the questions we asked. But we do know that they're moving forward on this. We are trying to use our friends up on Capitol Hill to send a signal that they need to step back and look at the site visit report that I just referenced and make sure that they understand what the methodology truly was behind this entire process to make sure that we are not exposing ourselves to foot and mouth disease. We have not had foot and mouth disease in this country since 1929, and we cannot afford reintroduction. We know that reintroduction could cost our industry up to $50 billion.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. Latest crop progress numbers showing little change in our U.S. spring-planted crops. We're really in good shape as we head toward the harvest season on some of these major crops like corn and soybeans. The corn crop now 75% in the good to excellent category. That's actually down one percentage point compared to 1 year ago. The silking of the U.S. corn crop actually about three percentage points ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans right now about seven percentage points ahead of the five-year average on setting pods, and the soybean crop condition is about unchanged compared to 1 week ago, maybe one percentage point less, it looks like. Cotton crop actually a couple of percentage points better than 1 week ago, now at 54% in the good to excellent category. The sorghum crop now looking at 60% in the good to excellent category nationally. That compares to 62% 1 week ago. Pasture range conditions, 52% good to excellent. That's down one percentage point from 1 week ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.